SBS Radio.
Likas na sa ating mga Pinoy ang marunong makipag-usap sa higit sa isang lingwahe dahil na rin sa pagkakaroon natin ng mahigit sa 100 dialekto. At dahil marunong na tayong makipag-usap sa lingwaheng Ingles, kilala ang mga Pilipino bilang isa sa mga komunidad migrante na handang makihalo saan mang dayuhang bansa sa mundo. Ngunit sa mga bagay na natatanging Pilipino na walang katumbas na salita sa ibang lingwahe, tanging sa paraan lamang ng sining maipapamahagi ang ating kultura upang lubos na maunawaan ito ng iba. Sa isang art exhibition dito sa Brisbane na pinamagatang Tipon, nagsama-sama ang ilang mga alagad ng sining mula sa ating komunidad upang maisalaysay ang kwentong Pilipino. Sa ilalim ng organisasyong Queensland Filipino-Australian Arts Association Incorporated, nais ipakita ng mga pintor ang makulay na kulturang Pilipino at ang ebolusyon ng kanilang mga estilo mula sa mga pinaghalong karanasan bilang Pilipino at bilang Australian. Ayon sa presidente ng QFAAA na si Iva Bel Bernabe, ito ang kanilang kauna-unahang proyekto na tinampukan ng 7 mga batikan at mga baguhang Filipino-Australian artists.
This is our first project and the exhibition is by 7 artists of QFAAA. It's been attended by a lot of people. The QFAAA was launched last year, November 2018. We have actually a very good success in connecting with artists and art enthusiasts in the community. We have a very good project upcoming as well. We have Tipon 2 and Tipon Kids, and we're going to have Tipon with international artists as well.
Paano ba nagsimula ang QFAAA? Can you give us a background on how the community started?
I actually started the idea. I just want to help other artists. I know that it's hard to start. I just want to sort of give back to the community because I have a very good run with me being an artist. Filipinos are very good with art, right? But there is no attention. There's not much attention given to the visual artist. We have very, very passionate group of people. Are very passionate and very skilled artists and non-artists as well. We have a very good dynamic, good working together and making all this project a success.
Kabilang sa mga tampok na pintor ng gabi si Cheryl Lucelle at ang kanyang likha na pinamagatang Dalagang Bukid. Kwento ni Cheryl na bagamat hindi siya ipinanganak sa Pilipinas, malaki ang pagpapahalaga niya sa kultura ng kanyang mga magulang. At sa bawat bisita niya sa probinsya ng Mindoro ay tuwing nabubuo ang kanyang pagkilala sa tradisyonal na pamumuhay at uri ng sining na natatangi sa atin.
Right, so my painting is inspired from the provinces in the Philippines. Dalagang Bukid means a young lady in the mountains. And whilst I wasn't born in the Philippines or raised in the Philippines, I've always had an affinity to the Filipino community and the culture because my parents are Filipino. Each time I'd go back for vacation, I'd go to the provinces, especially my mom's province over Mindoro. And they have beautiful, beautiful scenery in the background, greenery, and I'd actually see people in the mountains, enjoying their time, you know, going to the wells, attending to the provincial life. But what really inspired me is the Filipiniana, because I always found that beautiful. So I thought I might combine the two elements together of old traditional life with ladies attending to provincial life, going to collect water in the mountains. And so that's my inspiration behind it.
Makikita sa kanyang gawa ang impluensya ng mga Pilipinong maestro tulad ng National Artist of the Philippines for Visual Arts na si Vicente Manansala sa kanyang paggamit ng estilo ng Cubism. Malakihan niya ang kanyang pagkapahalaga sa ganap ng neoclassical art sa kasaysayan ng Pilipinas.
So it's very Cubist, isn't it? I mean, you can tell.
It actually is. You discovered that. Originally, I started with Cubist because there was a massive Cubist movement in the Philippines in the 1920s and 30s. And they have magnificent artwork in the Philippines, like in museums, in the postal offices of Cubism. You'll find a lot of those hidden gems and cultures in all the old buildings and paintings.
Well, who are your favorite artists who specialize in Cubism? Of course, there's Picasso is such a huge inspiration to a lot of artists who employ Cubism. in the Philippines, there's Vicente Manansala, yes. There's Malang. Who are your personal favorites?
Well, actually, Diego Rivera was one of the major movements that I really loved, especially when it was during the time of that political activism, and it was the whole revolution, especially in Mexico. And I think Filipinos could actually relate to that revolution that happened in Mexico as well, when we had the overthrow of the American government.
Mm.
Well, it's not so much the overthrow, but more of the handover. So we've always been colonized. And with that Cubist movement, there was a lot of oppression during that era.
Nagbigay suporta din sa ating komunidad ang Brisbane City Council member ng Callum Vale Ward na si Councilor Angela Owens na dumalo suot ang isang tradisyonal na barot saya bilang simbolo aniya ng kanyang pagkilala sa talentong Pilipino. Aniya mainam na tulay sa pag-unawa ng kultura ang proyektong Tulad ng Tipon at nararapat lamang aniya na suportahan ito ng lokal na pamahalaan.
I'm fantastic, and it's wonderful to be here to support these artists in this celebration of Tipon. My ward of Callum Vale is the most diverse ward in the entire city of Brisbane. I have residents from over 125 different backgrounds, and it's a great opportunity for me to show my support personally for the many different artists across the city. As you can see today, I'm wearing an outfit that has been hand-painted in the Philippines by Philippine artists, and that is my way of showing my respect to the Filipino Arts Association of Australia here in Queensland. It's wonderful for the wider community to come to these art exhibitions so they can learn more about cultures that have come from other areas of the world. What we see here today is expressions of the longevity of different cultures, particularly the Filipino culture, and how the rural culture blends into the Filipino expression through art. This is something that, unless you've experienced it, it's very difficult to explain. And through art, the artists are attempting to explain and share that knowledge and understanding. Through understanding, we get a wider sense of harmony across the community, and particularly across the city. That understanding of different cultures does foster harmony, and that's what we're keen to do here in the city of Brisbane.
Para makita ang ilang mga litrato mula sa Tipon Art Exhibition dito sa Brisbane, magtungo lamang sa website ng SBS Filipino o sa Facebook page ng Queensland Filipino Australian Arts Association Incorporated. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.